This is an In It For The Kicks special feature.
The New Zealand electronic act Truth, their origins lie in the Christchurch drum and bass scene in the late 2000s. Their popularity, however, has seen them tour the world and set up bases in both the USA and also little old NZ. With previous releases on respected labels Temper, Bocca and Get Darker, and with three albums under their belt, we thought it was about time that we got to know the Truth and their latest release, The Ark.
Right, fast forwarding to 2015, we've just released our latest EP, which is called The Ark. It's on Firepower Records, which is Datsik's label. Basically, it's music that we love. And the great thing about Firepower and Datsik and that whole crew is that even though they've got their particular sound that they're into with Truth, they just let us do it whenever we want. They sort of realise that we've got our fans that they're following Truth, and they want us to be part of their crew, but they want our fans to still love us. So they've given us a sort of a clean slate, really. And this EP, we kind of went a bit more diverse than usual. It's still definitely dubstep oriented, and our sound is a lot sort of, it's quite dark and moody and a little bit minimal. So the first track on the EP, it's Ark, which is the title track. This one it's kind of like a Middle Eastern kind of a vibe. There's a sample at the start of it, which kind of sounds like the Drunken Love sample, which Beyonce used. And I had a few people saying, like, isn't this just a remix? it just happened to be a sample that we pitched up and sounded really similar. But at the time, you know, we obviously didn't recognise it. But yeah, it's just a track that we tested on a bunch of tours. It drops really kind of quite deep and minimal, but the sub that's in there, like, it just shakes the sound system. So the whole point of that tune is just has this big sort of punching sub bass line, which then rolls out for the track. The next track on the EP is it's called Look Around, which is we've switched up the tempo to, well, you could either say it's 170 BPM or 85 BPM, depending on how you look at it, because it's a half step kind of a rhythm. But it's kind of quite heavy. And yeah, we wrote that track, I think it was after doing a gig with our good friends, The Upbeats, actually. And we were playing each other tunes that we liked. And Jerry played us a couple of tracks, which were really quite inspiring. We were like, well, this is sick. So we kind of like chopped it up a little bit. Made that one. Then the third track is called Berlin, which is a track that Dre started actually when he was in Berlin, and it's like kind of a housey number. We make stuff all over the tempo range. Basically, our philosophy is that genre has been defined for such a long time in electronic music as based around a BPM, which to us, I mean, it makes sense when DJs are involved because obviously it's easier to mix tracks at the same tempo. But really the way we see it is that a genre shouldn't be defined by a BPM. It should be defined by the sound of the music. It should be defined by the style of the artist that's making it, or kind of the aesthetic or the vibe that the track has. So with our last album and then with this EP, we've tried to mix up the tempos a little bit but still keep the style as Truth. And you know, the people that know our music will recognise it as us, even if it isn't all 140 BPM. So it's the idea behind, you know, having tracks like Look Around in Berlin, which are obviously changing the tempo. Then flip the vinyl over, because it's actually a vinyl release as well. The next track is called Hysteria. This one's, I mean, the whole theme of the EP is kind of like hidden power and what's going on behind the scenes, and kind of the way that, you know, what you see on the outside isn't always what's actually, in fact, it's never what's really going on behind the scenes. So Hysteria is another track with a kind of like a darker vibe to it. It's got a creepy vocal at the start, which says something like, you know, he's insane. And it's got like a chick's vocal as well. After that, there's a track called Crimson, which, the track we actually wrote probably maybe 2 years ago, and we had a bunch of sort of the well-known guys in the UK playing it. Youngster played it almost every show. I think we had a few other guys like that playing the track. And it was slated for release on Temper, which is one of these sort of foundational labels. It's the first label that Scream released on. It's the first label that Bing released on. It's one of those labels that kind of was at the foundation of dubstep. And we've had, as Truth, we've done, I think, four or five records on Temper. But for whatever reason, time ticks by and didn't come out. So we thought, you know, we've got full control of this release, let's put this out now, because people want it. And then the final track is one called Come to Mind, which to Dre and I is kind of our, it's probably our favourite track off the EP, even though it's arguably the least sort of hard-hitting, but it's the most different sounding, I guess. And there's like a pad at the intro, which is an old Lowry organ, which I've got sitting in the studio here. There's clicks and like claps, and all, every sound has been recorded rather than synthesized pretty much. And then we've got this chick, Lederveld, singing on it. And something about it, it's kind of got a bit of push and pull to it. It's a bit loose around the edges, and that's what we like about the track. It's also at 85 BPM, but at the same time, you know, it doesn't really have that signature to it where you could say, oh, that's a, you know, a drum and bass track, or it's something else. So for us, that's kind of special. But, I mean, yeah, the EP as a whole, we tried to make it rounded. You know, there's six tracks, which for us is a good number of tracks to have it on the release. You know, it's almost just a little bit shy of an album, but it gives the listener, you know, a good rounded picture of where Truth's at right at this point in time. Which is why we love it.
The first ever electronic music show on Howrekkie. This is In It for the Kicks, 10 till midnight Friday nights. Radio Howrekkie.